Summer can be an incredibly challenging time for those of us in sales. I mean, for starters, you have this whole business of trying to coordinate schedules around vacations. I mean, it takes place with our prospects and our clients, certainly trying to coordinate them with the people on your team, right? Sometimes it can be more than a challenge. But you also have a bit of a mental checkout that takes place. And you have it with your clients and your prospects. And I'm here to tell you, I mean, you have it too. And I get it. It's summertime. The sun is out there shining, right? I get to sit outside, feel the sun on my bald head. It's awesome. The kids are home. We might want to slow down a little bit. And I mean, I was talking about this the other day. I mean, I'm going to be 56 years old at the end of this month, and I still think about summer the way I did when I was younger. It's coming up on summer, and oh man, I'm going to get to slow down. And I don't know, maybe I'm still thinking like I get to go in the woods and have keg parties, except it looks kind of silly for a 56-year-old bald fat guy doing it. I mean, people, I don't know, people get a little uptight about that. Don't ask me why. But, you know, it can be a bit much. So what I've been doing is I've been doing a lot of blog posts to help you navigate and even leverage the summer selling season. So today is June 4th. And if you go to my blog, yoursalesplaybook.com/blog, and just look for the posts that are, you know, on or around June 4th. And you can scroll back about a week and you're going to find a few different blog posts geared specifically for the summer. So what are we talking about over there on yoursalesplaybook.com/blog? Well, today, June 4th, I did a blog post on what your peers are doing to kick ass the summer. I'm sharing specific examples from the trenches so you can find out what other people who are out there trying to sell over the summer or doing to kick ass. I also put together a blog post, 14. Let me say it again because I was kind of choking when I said that. I don't know what the hell happened. My bourbon went down the wrong pipe or something. 14 totally random sales tips just in time for summer. There's even a free worksheet there. 5 questions sales reps need to answer before summertime. You can download that for free. You're welcome for that, by the way. Now, again, go to yoursalesplaybook.com/blog. But while you're there, just for shits and giggles, what you should also do, because if you're listening to this, it means you're probably a fan of the podcast. A lot of people listen to the podcast. They don't know that I've been blogging since 2008, and I have 4,500 blog posts. Let me say that again. 4,500 blog posts. And if you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe, and if you actually subscribe, well, then you're going to be in the know. Then you're going to get not only all the free sales tips as I make them available, but you'll also get updates whenever I'm doing additional podcasts and things like that. So again, go to yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe. Last but not least, let's get back to this whole business of the summer selling season and how challenging it could be. I also have another resource for you, and it's called our Virtual Sales Camp Download. Now, there are a few sessions, and what's cool about it, you go at your own pace. There's no traveling in airports and your boss getting pissed off because he or she's scrutinizing your bar tab, and I'm not paying that, right? Or the strip club expenses you're trying to... I know. I've been there. It's not pretty. But this is all virtual, and we tackle some things that I think are incredibly timely, as well as important. Here's what I believe is going to be happening this summer. First of all, you have a prospect or client who's already distracted under normal circumstances, right? Now, they're going to be mentally checking out, because a lot of them do it. And don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about, because you know damn well, once June hits, we start hearing here in the U.S., well, call me back in the fall, call me back at the end of summer, call me back after Labor Day. And so you have that, but you have an added threat this year. You have the whole reopening in the U.S. I know out here in New York, they're allowing more and more people now to gather publicly. They've lifted the whole thing with the masks. I mean, it was just kind of weird the other day being able to walk into a restaurant and not have a mask on, right? If you're vaccinated, by the way, they have it that way. So you have a lot of decision makers who are going to be focused more on the reopening, because there's a lot of logistical and operational things that go into place when it comes to bringing your team back to the office, or maybe doing it in waves. I know my son's company is doing that. They kind of have like a phase 1, 2, and 3 that's going to last, I guess, over the course of 6 to 8 months. But this is not something that they're able to do overnight. So there's a lot of thought. And I'm going to venture to say that when we add all these things up, not only do we have the perfect storm between the mental checkout already being distracted and the reopening here in the U.S., but I think it's safe to say that they're not going to be thinking about you as much as you'd like for them to. So we're going to really cover a few different things in the sales camp program. The first one is how to get the attention of these decision makers. Next, we're going to talk about how to expedite your deals, because one of the things we're seeing is that sales cycles are taking substantially longer since the pandemic really, you know, started to take place, right? About, what is that, about a year, almost a year and a half ago, year and 4 months ago, whatever it was. And then last but not least, I cover something that a lot of us are not as good at as we should be. I think sometimes we're so focused on closing deals and getting out there and creating new opportunities and prospecting and beating the bushes and making it happen. Guess what we forget to do? We forget to develop those accounts that we've worked so hard to bring home. So we're going to even have a session on that. So if you'd like to learn more about it, and I'm hoping you do, because the summer is an opportunity not only for you to slow down a little bit, and I hope you do, but it's an opportunity for you not to check out, not to give up, because if you do, now September rolls around, and now you're under the gun to make it happen for what, about 2, maybe 3 months, and then all of a sudden you start hearing, call me back after the holidays. So it's a lot of unnecessary pressure. I honestly believe at times like this, when your competitors are slacking, it's an opportunity for you to get out there and get noticed and outwork them. Now, I want to be clear about something. I'm not saying don't have a summer. Don't take some well-deserved time off. I'm saying that you should absolutely leverage the summer selling season. So again, I'm hoping that you'll check out this resource. You can do so by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/salescamp, all lowercase, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/salescamp. Hope to see you there.